This show is part of the Pride 48 podcasting network.
So there is a there's another cool thing about the Roadpaster Pro.
Yes.
What would that be like, the Roadpaster Pro?
I'm going to tell you right now about the Roadpaster Pro.
So the as I recall, the original Roadcaster, the one that you have.
Yes.
You can't put it in transfer mode while using it.
Correct.
I just put this one in transfer mode because I'm going to go ahead and transfer the files over. Mm-hmm. And I can still hear you and I can hear myself and the mixer still works. Also, it's a lot faster than the USB connection on the one you have. So I don't have to constantly keep taking the SD card in and out and swapping them.
Yeah.
Here's another cool thing. You can use one of the USB ports because there are two, Daniel. I don't know if I told you there are two.
Well, yes, I believe you have, in fact, mentioned that to me.
Look,
yes.
If you can use one of them, you can hook it up to a hard drive, to one of those USB-C hard drives, and you can record your podcast to the SD card and a hard drive at the same time.
How do I get the... I'm going to figure out how to zoom in on our video, or else it will literally drive me nuts.
How do you get what to zoom into Zoom? To
no,
zoom into?
No OBS. How do I get OBS to just zoom in on our window?
You have to. You just have to expand. You have to.
But when I try to expand it, it just.
I can't. Can you share your screen?
Can I shift drag? Oh, shift drag morphs it. But I want.
All you have to do is click and drag, because you're just growing it. You're making it bigger. You just have to make the size of that
I'm
bigger
working
and
that
on, zooms in.
I'm working on it, Adam.
I can't see what's going on.
I'm working on it. Lord. There. Does that make everyone happy that there's you have a tighter video there? Is that good for everyone?
Also, Daniel.
Yes.
The format that it records in for multitrack, it now splits them up into individual WAV files.
Well, that's nifty.
So you don't have to, cause that splitting that file apart adds an extra like two steps to the process. Cause you have to create, you have to drag it in, then you have to create a multitrack, then you have to put it in the multitrack, then you have to mix down the multitrack to a blah, blah, blah. And like, now I've got the WAV files. So. Individual WAV files. I can just rename them and then...
Individual WAV files.
Individual WAV files, yep.
I was kind of mad about that podcast, to be honest with you. Because when I first... Like, I heard that and I'm like, this has got to be, you know, fake or whatever. But it was believable enough that I kept listening because I started Googling for other things. And, you know, everywhere that there was like enough of a cookie trail there for me to follow it. So I didn't ever go to their website. I didn't think about going to their website until, and now when I listened to these, I was out walking. So I listened to these in one day. So it wasn't like I was, you know, spending days and days on this. I was just listening to them back to back to back. They're about 20 minutes each and there's eight episodes. So I'm binging it or whatever, and it just gets stupider and stupider as it goes along. And my first reaction at the end, once I saw the webpage and saw that it was a joke, because I was still thinking like, oh, she's trying to pull a fast one. She's trying to, you know, pull a fast one by just you know, having people recreate things and not saying that it's recreated, right? So I was going to get angry at them. I was going to like write an angry tweet, right? To try to like
angry letter. Yeah.
Shame them into, and then I went to their website cause I needed to find their Twitter address. And that's when I saw that it was a comedy and I'm like, oh, so it was kind of, so over
so
the...
So you're saying you listened to 8 episodes and you didn't realize it was a comedy that whole time?
I suspected. Here's the, here's the alternate theory. The alternate theory is, oh, some of these are voice actors that are just reading transcripts, and that was the only way that they could get the audio on that. And so some of these clips that she's playing are just reenactments of a court transcript, and people reading the script may put different emphasis on words than what is written in the transcript. So it was plausible enough that it was just, they were cutting corners, right? Instead of finding the recording of whatever, they found a transcript and then they just recorded it themselves. Like that's what I thought was the most likely thing. Because, you know, I'm jaded. I'm a very jaded person. So I'm assuming that they're like just trying to do this, you know, to pull one over on people. But no, Adam, it's a comedy. And it's, now that I've had time to let that steep and, you know, I'm no longer at the edge of my temper on it, I can understand that actually it was quite entertaining. It was 8 episodes. It definitely did. As soon as one ended, he's like, you know, oh, I got to listen to the next one. God damn it. Now I got to listen to the next one. He's like, it was very engaging. Yes. Are you
tonight? We find out who killed Missy Witt.
Has that documentary come out yet?
Tune in. By the way, are you hearing Unsolved Mysteries theme song right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like crap because you don't have your high fidelity mode set in Zoom, but
oh, it's God.
Okay. It's all right. That's how my sound used to sound to you. See? So it's like, that's how my sound used to sound.
Wait, so let's see if you, we're going to do it live, Daniel. We're going to
do it right live.
Now. We're going to go to audio settings and you're saying doing I need live. To go to
audio settings. Uh-huh. And then go to the audio and then scroll down there. And then
automatically, is it in advanced?
Keep going down there. And it's like high fidelity music mode.
No, I don't. In advanced, the only thing I have is echo cancellation.
Oh, you're on a Mac.
I'm on a Mac. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah, okay. High fidelity music mode.
I turned it on. So now I'm going to put this on again.
Okay. I'm hearing it.
No, I mean, does it sound better?
It kind of sounds like, was this recorded off of a TV in the room?
Because
it doesn't sound like a very pristine.
Hold on.
Doesn't sound like a pristine recording of. I'm like, okay, so you're playing it on your speakers in the room and your microphone's picking it up? Because it kind of had that feel to it.
Okay, here we go. You can tell me if this is.
There's a Missy Sounds Witt okay. documentary cyclone that's oh, supposed yeah, to be coming out. Okay.
Does that sound like I'm in high fidelity mode?
Yes.
The rhythm is gonna get ya.
Yeah, it's coming for me. It's
the
rhythm.
Do you like Gloria Estefan, by the way?
I, like every Floridian, had an overdose of Miss Estefan back in the 80s when that conga was played on every radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it took maybe a decade or two to get over that. I generally... I found her music appealing until it became so repetitive that it was annoying. So, yeah, I like Gloria Estefan.
My stepfather had a Gloria Estefan album that he used to listen to quite frequently. So I know I'm very familiar with all of the songs on that one album.
But only
I don't think I know most of her other. And I don't know the name of the album, so it doesn't matter. But he used to play it a lot. That and... my mom used to play Mary Chapin Carpenter. Remember her?
Mary Chapin Carpenter. She was a musician, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I knew the name. I don't know that
I play her.
I knew the name, but I don't know that I actually even know a song by her. But I know the name. So
I don't know if she performs anymore. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. What is can someone tell me what is going on with Missy Witt? Does anyone know what's going
on?
She's
dead, Daniel.
No, I know. I know she's, but there was a documentary being made. It was supposed to be coming out.
You know what I could do? I could do a recap podcast.
Yes.
Of the Missy Witt documentary.
Melissa Whitworth? No.
This is
Who Killed Missy Witt?
I'm not a bit person.
Melissa Witt. Oh, it's W-I-T-T. Melissa.
Today is Friday, August 5th, 2022, and I am the Geeky Detective. Today, we're going to discuss the documentary, Who Killed Missy Witt? And today is no different.
Where was the documentary? There was a documentary, Adam.
Yeah, I don't think we ever knew like where it was going to be published or yeah, but I did read. Well, because
all units be on lookout for a.
Did you find the documentary?
Be a white female, 19 years of age.
Well, this is a Five News. This is a Five News special. The unnatural state of a crime. Who killed Missy Witt? And that is linked several places on the.
If you Google the Geeky Gay voicemail number to this day, you will find a news article about Missy Witt.
I thought for sure that there was going to be a documentary. Yeah, here it is. Uneven Ground. The Melissa Witt story is slated to launch on May 31st, 2021. Let me tell you. If I can't find your documentary when I search Missy Witt documentary, Melissa Witt documentary. Uneven Ground. Let's see. It's a GoFundMe, it looks like. Nope. Uneven Ground, the Melissa Witt story documentary. It 5 years ago, blah, 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 blah. How do I see the movie?
Cyclone says documentary is on Quibi.
it was cut up into five.
So if you look at that article, the Geeky Gay voicemail is at the bottom of the article. Just proof that I didn't make it up.
This is a trailer. So there's even a trailer for it.
Maybe they ran out of money and they never finished it.
No, here we go. New documentary seeking answers in the 1994 abduction.
Or COVID, Daniel. They're behind schedule.
I want to watch this documentary now. I want to know about freaking...
They had to replace the lead actress for the Missy Witt character because she got COVID and they had to quarantine and, you know, they're just getting started back up on filming. So, yeah.
Why wouldn't you give people, why wouldn't you give people a clue of where to buy your film is finished. It's already been screened or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so what the hell? Like, this has got to be a joke. I'm looking at the official Instagram for that documentary. So the documentary, Uneven Ground, the Melissa Witt documentary, right? So I'm looking over here and I'm their Instagram. Who killed MW? Who killed Missy Witt? Who killed Missy Witt on Facebook and Instagram? And then I look at their Instagram and it's like concert pictures and like they got weird.
They got bored. It's like, we're moving on.
Like what the hell?
Do you think that the people who started that tip line, and you know, they also have an email, by the way, if anyone has any news on the whereabouts of the killer of Missy Witt, you can email whokilledmissywitt at gmail.com. Uh-huh. Right? You can't call that number because I'm not going to pass it on. But you can call that number and you can tell me tips. And if there was a reward, I'll collect it. I think there was a $5,000 reward or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a $5,000 cash reward for any new leads, according to a news release.
Oh, there. Oh. What it was set. This is so confusing because now there's an Indiegogo for it, which, oh, this is just their failed Indiegogo.
Okay, so it looks like they ran out of money.
No, but it was done. And, it was done.
I don't know, Daniel. You know,
all right, who killed missywitt.com/documentary and Uneven Ground, the release date, TBA.
Still working on it.
Oh, you can invest in the film. You can invest in the film right from
the
website.
They wanted to do? They wanted to get all the content about the Geeky Gay podcast.
That's what it was.
In the documentary, so they were waiting. They needed that one last bit of, like, I don't know, levity.
Mm-hmm. And you know? They texted you about it, or they tweeted about it.
So here's another thing that I want to buy. And I know this sounds random, but this newspaper page just gave me an ad.
There used to be a segment on a show about randomness.
I don't know.
Wasn't it called like Randomonium?
Oh, possibly. I want a door that looks like a bookshelf. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You know,
you want a door those, that looks like, you know, a bookshelf.
It's like, so you don't want people to know there's a room behind there?
Yeah, a hidden door.
It's like a hidden door. Thank you. I've always wanted some type of hidden
door.
Did
you or did you not get this idea from Only Murders in the Building?
It reminded me. It did remind me. But I've always wanted, since I was a little kid, I've wanted like a secret passage in my house, or like, you know, an underground lair, or you know, whatever. I feel
that is a common childhood thing, which explains a lot of childhood literature.
And, you know, or a secret door to something where you like pull a book, you know, and it opens a latch and, you know, whatever.
Or a hole that you fall down.
They sell.
Yes.
Oh, I saw a YouTube video, Daniel.
I have seen many.
This guy, I'm gonna have to show. Actually, I'll look it up. But this guy, Doug, he dug down and built an underground bunker, like a giant underground bunker in his backyard.
Okay.
With, I mean, he metal, concrete, like the whole nine yards, like built this thing, covered it back up. Yeah, it was like a man cave underground. Then he dug a tunnel under his house, did the same thing, tunneling from his pantry to his garage.
Yeah.
And he's going to build another tunnel going from the garage to the man cave thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, and it looks so cool. I wouldn't even like... I don't even know if I could, if we're allowed to dig like that here. There might be power lines and... But anyway, they sell a hidden door.
I think here they have that thing, that call before you dig or...
Yeah, they do here as well. And you can buy, because we're in Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
You can buy tornado shelters all over the place. And I assume they'll come put them in for you as well. And some of them are, they dig a hole in the ground and put them down in the ground.
I would say most of them.
So, yeah, there are other types that you don't have to put underground. But.
Those are the ones that go blowing down the road.
No, but there are companies that sell these mystery doors.
When I, that you
can,
yes.
You can buy them from.
Yes, I understand this. Yes.
But they're very expensive.
Yes. You're almost, like, it would be almost the same cost for you to just find a finishing carpenter and have them do it.
I don't know if
where
this
do,
is
where
the
do you want to put this door? This
See, bookshelf. That's the other thing. I don't know. I thought, is that going to devalue the house? Because, I mean, come on. Like, this is kind of a stupid thing that probably nobody wants. But the only place I could think of to put it is either the door between the entryway and Mark and our walk-in closet.
Yes.
Because that would, a shelf there would make sense. And it would hide our walk-in closet because of walk-in, we always, but the thing is, we always leave that door open because we're always walking between the closet and the kitchen and, you know, whatever else. So probably, but up here, I could put it, the door to the bathroom.
Because that's what you want to hide.
Or inside the bathroom, the door to the closet from the bathroom.
So you want the door to the closet to look like a bookshelf.
A bookshelf, yeah. But the closet leads to the attic.
Oh.
It's like a secret lair in there.
It is.
And today it was so hot in the attic. I could
How
just,
hot? What else?
It was so hot.
Yes.
I could have just stripped off my clothes, sat on a chair in there for about 30 minutes. And had
are you
going to
like? Are you going to lay down on the bed and Mittens is going to put his face in your butt?
I hope none of my coworkers listen to my podcast.
Especially that, one. That was also the one where you specifically said the name of your company.
Oh yeah, did I say it in the same one? Oh well.
So it was like, hey, here's the, you know, I don't know. You know what? I take that back. I listened to like three of them in a row.
I don't think it was the same one. It could have been. But
I listened
I don't
to three
was.
Of them in a row. And does anyone else remember the was the day that Mitten sniffs your butt the day that you
I don't think he sniffed, but it was clean.
Do you see that Alex Jones has to pay 45 point something million dollars to those Sandy Hook folks?
That's not necessarily the model that I would get, but that's a similar concept. There are other types.
Wow.
I think I would get the single. But look at the price tag on that. $3,107.
That's
for a door.
It's a lot of money for a door.
Yeah, they have more. They have single doors. They have DIY solutions.
You can probably find a YouTube video on how to do it.
Oh, I've seen them.
YouTube has everything.
Oh. Auntie Scott says, if I told you that I've always wanted a hidden room and a moving bookcase too. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be so cool? And you could do it, Auntie Scott. I mean, they sell them. You could just buy one, have the, you know, I'm sure you have your own contractor who comes over and does your work.
Yeah, here's one. Here's the hidden door bookshelf full build video. This guy looks very charismatic.
Hi, guys. We got another home improvement project for you today. This is an outswing hidden door bookcase that
is he the guy that like has a Confederate flag in the background or something or
can't do an in
no he's looking at the bookcase.
I built one of these before. I'll link to the other video. This has incorporated some of the learnings from last time. Come along and see how we built it. Step one is to take this off and see what we're dealing with as far as the opening.
Say he's great. I could watch him for hours. You looked into it?
Have I looked into it? No, he's saying he has looked into it.
Oh, have
buying
looked
one,
into it.
Okay. Buying
oh,
one.
Okay, got it.
Having it installed.
Have looked into it.
Got but Drew's probably like, come on, that is a lot of money for a hidden room, dear.
I'm sorry, I'm old and I have moods.
Maybe Drew would be all for whimsical purchases, but I feel like Mark, though, would be, boyfie, we don't need a bookshelf door for $3,000. What are you doing? It's probably what he would say.
So, did Mittens sell his Tesla stock before it started tanking?
No, he did not. He said it's going back up a little bit, though. He's holding on to it for the long term. I want to tell you, though, I don't know what it's at now, but I think I've said this before. He put $2,000 in Tesla stock. It went up to $40,000 at one point.
Yeah.
Value.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, and he's still, even when it went down, he's still way up from what he put in. I believe. But he said it started going back up. Anyway, he's planning on keeping it. It's a long term for, you know, one for him. So
I would have sold it when Musk started the Twitter thing, because I'm just like, oh, dude, you're being a snake oil salesman, and now people are going to lose faith in Tesla because you're a weirdo. Anyway, it's not important. I don't own any Tesla stock, Adam. I only own Walt Disney World and Royal Caribbean.
Well, Royal Caribbean went down a lot, didn't they?
Yes, Adam. I own 25 shares of...
You lost your shirt.
No, excuse me. 20 shares of Royal Caribbean, which I bought for $121 a share. They are currently trading at $36, I think. $37. Oh,
now's the time to buy.
Well, here's the thing. The other day, it was down to around 30. And so I started doing calculations in my head. I'm like, all right, I have 20 shares that I paid way too much for. If I buy another 40 shares at $30 a piece, then that brings down my per share cost to around $68, $69. So then all I have to do is wait until Royal goes up to 70, you know, to the 70 mark, then I can just get my money back and leave, right? And be done with them. That's, you know, getting back up to 70 is an easier path to hoe than getting back up to 123, right? So
you sound like what I sound like when I'm at the blackjack table, right, in Vegas. Like I'm going to double this bet, and then I'm going to bet on the same thing again, and then I'm going to keep doing that until I win. And there's no way that I can lose my money because, you know, So anyway, are you going to do that then? Oh, you didn't do that.
I didn't do that because then their earnings came out and they were quite good. And so it went up. So now it's at like 37 or 38, or I don't remember what it is, but it's like, I'm like, I could, but then that throws off my calculations and I'd already moved the money over. And so I'll just wait and see what it does. If it goes below, you know, if it goes below like 33.
Mark does all this fancy stuff where he sets a sell order for when a stock gets to a certain price.
Yeah,
so he's like, oh, I'm going to, I think when it gets to this price, it's worth buying. And he'll do a sell order
and then he'll sit and watch it, a buy order.
Yes. Yeah. Buy order.
Well, yeah. I have
done a sell order before as well. I don't do those fancy trade things, a sell order. Pretty soon he's going to be doing short selling.
I have a buy order on Disney. If Disney goes to 104, then I'm picking up another 15 shares. But that was just an arbitrary, stupid number because I wanted to do an even 15 so that it would make my shares and that I would then have 40 shares of Disney. But in order to do that, I had only transferred over like $1,575 into the account. And so I didn't want to buy 14 shares. Like I could buy 14 shares of Disney right now at 106, right? But I need it to go to 104 so that I can buy 15 shares and pay the fee. So
I see.
So hopefully this weekend, Disney will... No, it's actually gone up in after hours, but... Their earnings are coming out in like next week. In like next week. You heard me.
I heard you, yeah.
You heard me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard me.
So what are you doing this weekend?
I am doing... I gotta close that. I am doing... we're going to, I should have talked about it on the show. We're going to go to the, it's not called this, but this is what I call it. So it's going to take me a second to realize what the actual name of it is, but we're going to the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. I always call it the Howdy-Doo review.
Okay.
But it's the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
Neither one of those things mean anything to me.
It is a dinner theater comedy thing at Disney.
Oh, that's surprising. You don't go to Disney very often, so that'll be fun.
I know. It's very rare for me to do that. I've now figured out I'm going to do this other way. On the Fakakta video stuff. So there you go. We're going to see the Howdy Doo review, which we've never seen before. And then that means we're going over to Disney tomorrow evening.
Is that like Hee Haw? Do they have like corn rows and people like stand up from behind the corn? And
I've never been.
Ding, 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 ding.
I honestly, or whatever. And, I can't tell you. Because
hey, Becky Sue.
I've never been. So I've never been. And again, in case you missed it, I've never been. I don't know what it's going to be. I know
do you remember
that they
Hee-Haw?
Sing. I do remember Hee Haw.
They would. What was the deal with those variety shows? Because Laugh-In did the same thing where.
And the Mandrell sisters.
There would be. They would stick their faces out of the Laugh-In logo or whatever. And Goldie Hawn would just laugh. Hee 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 hee. Or whatever, but they would joke back and forth. Like somebody would say, "Hey, knock knock," and, you know,
who's there?
You know, old man from Kentucky.
Old man from Kentucky.
Who?
I was gonna help you, but you seemed to be.
Oh, go ahead.
To doing it. No, no, no. It's okay.
I don't have a punchline though. Old man River Kentucky. Who?
I don't think Hee Haw had a punchline either. Really, to be honest,
that's just like.
So what are you doing this weekend? That's all. And then Sunday I am, I had to take the three video sources. Well, the same one video source from the Zoom call for Don't Do Disney and then crop it out so that we have our own separate video feeds. Cause I recorded everybody's audio separately. So I was able to, you know, EQ the audio and everything.
Yeah.
But then I had to come up with three separate camera shots and put them on the thing. So
now that you know how to do it over Zoom, you and Zach could sit in separate rooms and Zoom call each other.
Why? We have a studio.
Well, I know, but you could.
Could, but we're not going to. And then this coming week, I should have also brought this up. I'm unavailable next Friday.
Oh.
So.
Well, I'm then sorry. I guess we have next Friday off.
You, because this Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 11th, is the first day of the pin trading event. So it's the first in-person pin trading event that has happened in 2 years, actually a little longer. Anyway, we're going to Disney for that Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the pin trading event. So
I'm just... Well, that's fine. Sounds. I mean, I know you'll enjoy that. It's been. I know you've missed it.
Yes.
I got a haircut tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, then what were you driving today when I texted you and you were driving? I thought you were driving back from your.
I drive other places.
I assume when you say you're driving that it's that 5 hour drive.
No, I was driving right then. Sydney was at the groomer today. Even though she has no hair left. By the way, they did not give us a discount.
Wow.
The same cost for the long-haired grooming session. Now that she has no hair, same cost. I would have thought that would have given us like a no hair discount or something. You know? Anyway.
A no hair discount?
No hair. She does like to snuggle at night more. I think she's cold.
She's cold because she doesn't have her hair.
Mark got her a sweater because he was absolutely certain.
Oh my God.
That she was cold.
And with that statement, you've now become those gays. You bought a sweater for your shih tzu.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so he puts it on. He takes it off of her sometimes to, you know, air her out.
Mm-hmm. But not for picture time. Not for picture time. Pose for a selfie, little Sydney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He bought her a... We also found a t-shirt. And a bandana combo, but they didn't fit. So we have to take those back and get our money back.
I mean, they have pet outfits.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
At Disney. So I could maybe pick one up for Sydney when I'm there. Oh. Thursday, huh? Friday, and Saturday. You know, we're going back to Fort Wilderness. So we're going to be taking the RV to Fort Wilderness for the Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, she's kind of hard. We don't exactly know what size she is. That's why we have to take the t-shirt back because it didn't fit.
She's a small.
So, huh?
She's a small.
Well, she actually, see, and that's the other thing. These dog outfits do not have consistent sizing, Daniel.
No, because but they usually have Velcro of some sort. It's kind of forgiving.
Because the sweater fits her and it's an extra small.
Well, yeah, but a sweater is a stretchy.
It's not actually. I'm calling it a sweater, but it's a. It's not. Mm-hmm. It is, but it's not.
But it's not.
But
it is.
And the t-shirt is also an extra small and it doesn't fit her. She looks like a chorizo trying to stuff into a casing or whatever because it's too small. So we need to, matching dog and owner trucker hats.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure that we would get Sydney to, I was surprised that she actually wore the sweater. Like, I'm surprised she's wearing it. Because normally when we would try to put something on her, she wouldn't move.
If I don't get a Christmas card this year that has the three of you in matching sweaters, then something is wrong in this world.
I don't think you've ever gotten a Christmas card from me, though.
No, well, that may not be true. But I'm coming to visit. So if you don't greet me at the door in matching Christmas
sweaters,
all three of you, and matching bows in your hair, then, you know, I will be very disappointed.
She may not be wearing sweaters by then, though. We're letting her hair grow back out, so.
So I'm taking it you've decided no on the Thanksgiving cruise, which is fine.
I actually don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would say it's more likely no than yes.
Yeah.
But I am still thinking about it. It's not a no, no.
Oh.
I just thought about it the other day.
Yeah.
So.
I will tell you that the excursion wise, not a lot to do. So this is really more of a, beach. Just. Beach stuff.
Well, Mark loves snorkeling. Beaches. Yeah, although he compares them to Filipino beaches, which are amazing. So,
well, we're going to Puerto Rico, and
we've been there.
We're going to the Turks.
We've never been there. Turks and Caico.
Yeah, Turks and Caico sounds right. Something like that. Grand.
Wasn't Caico a character in one of the Star Treks?
Was Caico was O'Brien's wife. Keiko O'Brien. Let's see. And where else are we going? We're going, to St. Thomas?
We've also been there.
Let me get to my cruise app.
Actually, St. John is more pretty.
The Navigator.
But it's a national park, so there's less to do there. I mean, it's not... As city-fied.
Well, the one thing that I wanted to do...
As St. Thomas.
The one thing that I wanted to do was to go to my go check out the rainforest in Puerto Rico. Like, you're supposed to be.
That's St. John. You have to go to St. John for that, not St. Thomas.
No. This is San Paulo. We're going to. Hold on.
Oh, in Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico.
Sorry. Puerto Rico. And yeah, that's.
Where can I find my itinerary?
I don't remember what it was like, but we went to the rainforest when we were
Princess
there.
Princess K. So we're going to their private island, Turks and Caicos, Puerto Rico, and one other place. What's the fourth place? The fourth place is, St. Thomas. So there you go. So Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Bahamas, and wherever the other place is. Turks and Caicos, near the
Bahamas?
Well, their private island, Princess K, is not Princess K.
So that's in the Bahamas. Okay.
Yeah, it's south of Nassau or whatever. So most of the cruise line private islands are Bahamas. But I mean, you know, and there's stuff there. So I don't think we're going to book any shore excursions, really. We're just going to kind of wing it everywhere.
It's not really price necessarily. It's because I think we would even do something cheap on the cheaper side. But it's days off of work that we're trying to figure out if we can spare.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We're just in it to figure out if.
Yeah, I know.
If we like this cruise line.
Yeah.
We got to find our.
And remind me, it's Norwegian, right?
No, it's Holland America.
Oh, Holland America. Okay.
So I believe Norwegian, Royal, and Carnival are all one level. Like, those
so
are
your, I see Carnival as the, in Vegas,
yeah,
the circus-themed, circus.
Yeah, circus, yes.
I see Carnival as being kind of like the circus of cruise lines. Yeah. I do see Royal Caribbean as being like the Luxor.
Yeah, but it's
cause
still.
I feel like, you know, like their circus is bottom of the barrel.
Yep.
And then Luxor is just like one rung above that.
I mean, it's a perfectly lovely, it's fit for conventions. It's, you know, it is, you know, a lovely hotel for what it is. And that's what Royal Caribbean's are royal,
you
know,
they're
lovely ships for what they are.
Did you know that the Luxor had a canal when it was first built?
I did not.
Indoors.
Yeah.
And you would ride a boat and it would take you to different lands of Egypt.
Really?
And you would learn about like the history of the pyramids and the Sphinx and
I don't know what happened to that, because I'm trying to think where that would have
they
even
got rid
been.
Of it.
But what did they put in his place?
I guess a floor.
St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. I was confirming that by looking here. Yeah. So anyway, those are your lowest tier cruise lines. Now they all vary within price, but they all have the same audience: Norwegian, Royal, and Carnival. They all have the same audience, which is families with little kids that are trying to do it on a budget, that are, you know, have very specific. They have. So it even ended. What is
sorry?
That?
Keep going.
So that is that tier, right? Which is fine. It's a fine tier. It's like I enjoyed the Royal ship for what it was. There were just too many people there. It was just too busy, too much. So Holland America. So the next tier up. I'm sorry. The next tier up is Princess, Holland America, and Celebrity. Right. So those are your premium cruise lines. Princess tends towards bigger ships. Celebrity is really an awful lot like Royal. And so I kind of wanted to, you know, something different than that. And so Holland America are mid-sized ships and they don't have any attractions.
You know, I hear Holland America, when they come in to do the turndown service,
yeah,
they'll also soak your dentures for you.
Wow. That's probably true. That is
to get you ready for dinner. So,
but here's the thing about the dinner. Holland America has like really good food. Like that's supposed to be what they're like, you know, really, really known for is like amazing food. So Princess has really good food and Celebrity has okay food, which that was the one thing about Royal. I was not impressed with their food at all. So I feel that we probably will, like I say, they have live music every night and they have really good food. I mean, what else could you want on a cruise? That's like, and they do trivia, I'm sure.
So, this is.
I'm seeing a black
hold
screen.
Hold shift to select multiple.
I'm seeing a black screen. It says Adam Burns has started screen sharing, but yet there is no screen. Oh. Ah, there we go. Now it's up. Now it's up.
Yes. So if we look at this.
Great things. You know, the great temples all up down the Nile in ancient times. The chief temple of ancient Luxor was the Temple of Amon. Temple of Amon, that was built by the great king.
Are we sure Ramses this is a boat?
Matter of fact,
yeah.
You see Ramses on his battle
chariot
right up here. And the inscription reads, wishing the king to defeat his enemies.
That's like the main entrance now.
See, there's the water right there. They're in a boat.
It's crazy.
That's
crazy. I wonder why they took it out.
That's found everywhere in Egyptian art.
Okay. Well, anyway,
this video is like the whole thing. So
back to my cruise, which I know everyone loves me to talk about cruises. But so that's the next. If we don't like that tier, which I'm hoping we do like that tier, because I'm basically at heart a cheapskate, and I don't want to pay the next tier up, which are your luxury cruise lines.
The anti-Scott cruise lines?
Actually, you could even argue that she's the ultra-luxury cruise, which are the even above that. But the you know luxury what? Cruise lines...
What are the ones that you're talking about?
Silver Sea, Seabourn, Crystal...
No, that's what anti-Scott
yes,
sails.
Yes.
I thought you said he's one level above
that. I feel like Crystal. Above. I feel like he downgraded to do Seabourn.
Oh. So what about, you know, what I think Auntie Scott would love?
Yeah.
Have you seen the show Below Deck?
No.
Okay. It's these private yachts where, and these are big. They've got a hot tub. They've got like a bar and a dining area and all of this stuff. Living room with like probably a gym, all this kind of stuff. And they sail around, I don't know, different places. You have your whole, the whole crew is dedicated to you.
It's called Below Deck?
Below Deck, I believe. Below Deck. It's on Bravo. And I think he would love, not a gym. He says, oh yeah, I love a gym. I mean, I'm just saying they have all of this stuff on these yachts. You have a personal chef. You have stewards. I think is what they call them, that, you know, you have all these deckhand people who set up all the whatever, you know.
So you can watch it for free on Fubo. Fubo is fast.
I mean, it's a reality show about the crew of a yacht, but I'm just saying, I think you would enjoy a service like that. These are so expensive, these voyages, right? When they tip at the end of they make this whole big deal about when they get off the boat. I think, what would you call a yacht a ship? Or I don't know.
Wait,
but when they get off of it,
Fubo wants like money.
Never mind. They'll tip like $30,000 or $40,000. That's the tip.
That's crazy.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
So if they're tipping $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, how much was the damn cruise?
A lot
is what I want to know.
Probably more than that. That would be my guess.
So, I think a yacht would be a ship then in this case, because I believe they do have a lifeboat. So if they're tipping that much, Lord knows, they're paying $250,000 or something.
Probably.
You
are hiring a staff for multi-weeks.
It's like a three-day. No, these are like three, four, five-day cruises. These are not... You're not going multi. I mean, they do. Look, they.
Who charters a yacht for 3 days?
If you want to pick, well, maybe it's more than that, but I they present it on the show as if it's like 3 or 4 days. And I don't think they do weeks because I think their filming season is only a couple of months and they do multiple episodes. So they, I think it has to be a shorter cruise length.
They don't go anyway, very far, right? They just kind of like hang around.
No, they don't go very far. And they'll do anything. They'll throw parties for you. They'll bring in like, you know, fancy ingredients from wherever you want. They'll like, if you want a picnic on a beach, they will set up a picnic. They will
do you want take you out there. Blueberries and set up on a, your burger?
Yeah, they will do. The chef will cook whatever you want. Damn. They even have, they get a profile.
Will they make pizza rolls? Because Auntie Scott loves anything. A pizza roll.
They get a profile of each guest before the charter, before the charter begins. And it tells what foods they like and dislike. And the chef plans his menu based on, you know.
I would love to know what the profile that the chef would like.
Well, I mean, they ask you, what do you like? Do you, if you are you a vegetarian?
If
do you like meat?
Color, what color would you be?
And so, but yes, they are expensive. But I think Auntie Scott, that is the kind of cruise I think he would love.
I told you that we're using a meal delivery service, right?
Yeah, where they give you all the ingredients and a recipe and you cook it. Yeah.
We've been really enjoying it. It's we had fallen in, I feel like a commercial now. We had fallen into a rut, Adam, where we were just cooking the same meals week after week. We would just repeat through the same 5 or 6 you know, recipes that we had that we knew were keto friendly, and we would just keep rotating through those. And there was nothing wrong with that other than the fact that it kind of got, you know, repetitive and boring. And but now with our Green Chef meal delivery, Adam, we get a different recipe 4 days a week. We have all the ingredients that we need, even crazy spices and crazy, you know, sauces and whatnot. We have it all individually packed in there. Any kind of... you know, the meat is shipped, all the vegetables are shipped, everything that you would need except for salt and pepper. They don't ship salt and pepper and butter.
And you know, dear listener, if you feel like you're in a rut with your cooking and eating situation and you would like everything packed in a box and delivered to you with a bow.
There's no bow.
Right now, you can use the special discount code, THEMIX. to get 4 free dinners.
Four
dinners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Discount code the mix.
Let's see.
Go to mix-foodbox.com.
It's called Green Chef.
For your order.
Greenchef.com is the name there. Let's see. Oh, I can feed friends. So if you want, yeah, I can send you a free gift box. I have 4 invites left. Give your friends a free box of their choice. It's
but we're
us.
Not keto, so I don't, I mean,
they
I don't
do,
think...
They do things other than keto. They just happen to also support keto.
I would try it if I'm gifted.
Do you want me to send you a, here you go, Adam Burns, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. I'm sending you a free box.
Am I going to be on a list now?
I sent you a free box.
Is it a free box if I sign up for a certain number after that or something?
No, I don't think we didn't have a minimum time or whatever.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Unlike HelloFresh, which, you know, I joined and canceled within this, you know, a span of 3 minutes, and they still shipped me a box and charged me for it. And then when I brought it to their attention and showed them the thing that said that I had, you know, quit or whatever. What am I trying to say? That I had canceled it. Anyway, the point is, and then they're like, they made me feel bad. Like their Twitter message back to me was like, well, we don't normally refund, but in this one case, we'll make an exception for you, you asshole. And
So speaking of signing up for things, I don't know. I got some ad on Instagram or Twitter or somewhere for this company Bespoke Post.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're I've gotten that before.
Well, they're like, we'll send you a manly box every month, and it's only $50. And I thought, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. Maybe I'll look at that. And then I ended up signing up for it. For no apparent reason. I don't need a box of junk every month. And then I looked, and it's not a box of stuff. It's one item. It's in a box. I thought it was a box where you get, like, you know, there are those boxes where you get multiple things.
Yeah.
You know? And so I got a duffel bag. Yeah, but I don't look like that guy.
Look, but they're so cute. They've got the little
They're very cute. They've got the little roll-up things. If you go to a non-gay area, can you roll them down?
Yeah.
So nobody knows you're gay on the inside?
Yeah, when you roll them down, see right here in the back? When they're rolled down, there's no pride flag. So let's see. I bought these, the red ones. Those are the first ones that I bought. But be careful if you buy the navy blue ones.
Don't sit on a toilet.
Don't wash them before you wear them. So I think the next pair I might buy is this light denim.
So what I was thinking, though, was, not to interrupt you, but to finish my bespoke post story.
Yes, I was going to show the bespoke post.
I was thinking about keeping it for a few months and then using it as presents for, like, my stepdad.
Look at you.
Because then I don't have to go pick. It'll just send me cool things.
So here, let's see what's in a typical box.
I'm getting the knives this month.
So this is your.
I mean, I don't know. I'm getting a knife. I think I'm getting a. I got the Weekender last month or for July. So that green duffel bag,
heirloom level carry all. Is it an heirloom level?
Well, I didn't open it because I'm going to give it as a gift.
I don't need
a duffel bag.
See if it's any good before you give it as a gift.
I don't need a duffel bag, so I thought I would give it as a gift, but...
Ooh, I would love this. Give me the stockpile, a miniature survival kit for the great outdoors.
So here's what I was thinking, though, Daniel.
Yeah.
I am not good at selecting gifts for people.
Yeah.
If I... $50 a month, all men in my life, I could just have a closet with crap from Bespoke Post... You know, and it's curated, and then I could find one for women as well, and then have, like, for $100 a month, I would have all of my gifting needs, just use one of my closets, put in, you know, every month, put in the male and female gift.
They do have.
Oh, look, you would love that. I know. Sausage.
I would love that. It'd be great.
And I just have gifts.
Sausage
is... I could just go to my closet.
Sausage is just a, you know, it's a part of a charcuterie.
Charcuterie. And you even said, it's interesting, because when we got charcuterie at the restaurant on the ship, you said, I don't think I would order that the next time.
That one was not a really good charcuterie. Like, during, you know what I ate during the Pride 48 weekend? I made myself a little charcuterie plate. That was what I ate during the Pride 48 weekend.
See?
And I love it. Like, these are knives. Are you getting these?
I think so. Yeah.
So how does this work? I don't even know how this works. So
you just pay $50 a month and you get a selected item from this company a single item. Well, that's a set. So I get two knives.
Joining the club will give me,
you know, I just thought, oh, it's cool, manly stuff. Look at that cool, like, whiskey bottle there with the glasses.
Yeah.
That looks really cool. I mean, I don't drink whiskey, but it's really cool.
$70. So let's see. Is it the glasses or is it the whiskey? Oh, it's just the glasses and the bottle.
And, you know, that would theoretically come in one of my boxes.
There's just no way to say that without sounding dirty.
come in my box.
Yeah. So it's just $50 a month. Or 45 bucks a month.
$50 a month or whatever. Yeah.
And then
cool wrench tool.
You may get any of these. It's just random. Yeah.
I'm assuming they're always updating this.
And if you don't like it, you send it back, or?
You can pick a different item, or you can pause it, or you can whatever. They send you an email before they
ship it. Oh, so they say, this is what we're going to send you.
This is what you're getting. Do you want it? And if you don't respond, they assume you do.
Oh, look at this one. This is the master mixology from the comfort of your home bar. Prickly pear sour. God knows that's, I can't. Royal should look into this. Didn't they run out of that? Lime, lime and mint.
Is there a jasmine daiquiri in there?
Ginger spice, blood orange Mai Tai mix. There's an old fashioned cocktail mix. No, I don't understand. Do you know what is in an old fashioned?
I don't think there are any mixers in it. I think it's just like liquor.
So an old fashioned is really a like a Sprite and bourbon. But they didn't have Sprite. Like, that wasn't a thing. So what it is it's sugar, and then you muddle fruit into the sugar, and then you add a drop of bitters, and then you do your bourbon, and then you hit it with seltzer water. So it's basically like a fruit soda with bourbon, right? But they didn't have, okay. There was no such thing as a soda. The only thing they had was the soda water, the carbonated water. So that was what they were doing. They were just using fruit muddled up with the sugar, and then with the Agostino, the bitters, the one drop of the bitters. And, yeah. But my point is, there's no mix to it. Like, what is in this old-fashioned mix? It's just sugar. So did they just put fruit flavoring in the sugar? So it's just fruit flavored sugar?
I don't know.
Because the only other thing in an old fashioned
mixers are mostly sugar. I mean, a daiquiri mixer is like a red food coloring with sugar and maybe a little bit of strawberry flavoring. You know,
I got a bone to pick with you though.
What?
I buy strawberry watermelon drink, and I refill. I have a big, huge 4 gallon, yeah, 4 gallon thing in the refrigerator that we keep filled up with that stuff. I buy it from the Spit Valve factory.
I have no control.
Let me finish.
Over anything
at
the store.
Finish. I tried to order a lot the other day.
Uh huh.
And they cut me off at like 12. Like, you can't buy more than 12.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't get me past the $35 free shipping, because I normally buy, you know, like 20 things of it to get up past the $35. And then, you know, they free delivery. I get it the next day. So, but they stopped me at 12. They're like, no, we don't have any more. That's it. You can't order more than 12. So I did that, and then I saw that there was a store pickup option. I'm like, all right, I'll just go pick it up because I need it. And I was out. We were out, and I needed it.
Okay. But so, you already ordered 12.
Yeah, I ordered 12, and then I just said, all right, I'll just do the store pickup. So I just did the store pickup. So then I get an email, and they're like, oh, we're having to make a substitution on your order.
Uh-oh.
Because we only have 9 of them.
Yeah, I hate that too.
And so the 3 that they couldn't give me, they swapped out for something else. And I'm like, okay, well, at least I still get the 9. And then when I went to pick it up, all they gave me were the 3 substitutions. Where did the 9 strawberry watermelon?
So did they only charge you for 3?
Yeah, no, they charged me right and everything, but I wanted the strawberry watermelon.
Now that pickup is so, and the delivery is even more convenient. If you pay for Walmart Plus, you get delivery. It's really convenient. Oh, Spit Valve. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Here's the thing on that pickup. This is my first time I ever done pickup. And the app said to me, you know, you check in, you tell it what parking space you're in and what color your vehicle is.
Yeah.
And I checked in. And then like 2 minutes later, it says, thank you for your order. You've already picked it up and blah, blah, blah. Like, it was like dismissing me. And around that time, another white truck was pulling out of another. And I'm like, oh my God, they delivered it over there. Oh, the crap. Now, and then a dude finally comes. I sat there for another couple of minutes, and then a dude came over, and he's like, "What's your last name?" And he's like looking it up, and I said, "Oh, but I got a notification that said that I'd already picked it up, but I haven't gotten anything." And he's like, "Oh," and I'm like, "Oh, fuck." He's like, "Oh, but well, usually when they pull it in the back, it sends out that message. So if nobody shows up in the next 5 minutes or so, then I'll come back and we'll figure it out." And then like 4 minutes later, a dude shows up and goes, "Yeah, here's your stuff." So that's just bad technology, Burns. Bad.
Well, I also technology. Don't have control over that. I'm the platform team.
Uh-huh. You wrote the platform that enables them to write that bad.
They wrote system. Logistics, supply chain.
Well, I read that too.
Store systems. Probably store systems, actually.
I read that too this morning, that the Spit Valve factory is laying off.
I was a little bit nervous, actually.
Corporate employees.
Because I read an article a couple of days ago that didn't know the number. And said Walmart was just beginning. And I was like, "Oh, crap. Here they go." But I haven't heard anything, so I assume it's not me. It was 200, not 20,000. We don't have 20,000
in the corporate.
It's only corporate. It's only corporate employees. There aren't even 20,000 corporate employees.
Are you sure? You got a quite extensive campus.
I don't think. I mean, technology, I think we have around 5. And I would guess the other functionalities like sales and marketing and merchandising and all that kind of stuff, transportation, I don't think we would get to 20,000. Maybe. But if we're close to that, we're so close that firing 20,000 would mean all of us are gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there wouldn't be anybody left.
Yeah, watch out for falling prices.
2 million employees. We're the largest
employer in the world.
Of spit valve makers.
Yes, in the world.
Of folks who make spit valves.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's convenient, but I don't like the way they
spit things out.
And then they. I just don't like they handle that. Like, I wish that, first of all, I wish the inventory system was good enough. That it was more accurate. So when you were on there, they knew more accurately how many of a thing they had available. Because I don't like ordering something and then I'm going, "Oh, sorry. We didn't really have that. I know we told you we did, but we didn't." And then I don't want some fakakta substitution.
Fakakta?
They don't know who I am. Like, they don't know what I like. I order a microwave dinner and they just randomly pick a different one to like substitute.
Oh, I thought that would switch based on who was talking, but it doesn't switch when you're talking. So I can't do that. Oh, here's some fun things. We can put each other up on the wall. We can make a look. We're a gallery.
Zoom is adding, like, what is this? So in case you're doing your show from Zoom.
Yeah. And you can look, we're in little pictures on the wall. Like, woo.
Do they have one where you can have your presentation up and then, well, I guess that's just a regular Zoom view.
Yeah, that would just be a regular one.
Like you got your slide up and
let's see. We can do this where we can look like we're ST. Like, what is that called? What is that called? The
Like we're on the kitchen?
Right. Ha! Today we're going to show you
we're going to make some keto cupcakes.
Coffee. Oh, my hand doesn't. You have to point because my hand won't go past there. So point to the coffee that's on the chalkboard on the other side of you where it says coffee. Right. There. Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. And what kind of coffee are you going to make, Adam?
I don't like coffee, but I'm going to make a cafe mocha.
Ooh, a cafe mocha.
So basically some hot chocolate with a little bit of coffee in there.
Everyone loves that. Let's see what else we have here. We can be more serious if we wanted to. We can more seasonal.
Is this going to the level 13 video feed? as well?
No, it's just going to the Discord.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Like when you're on a, everybody does these, uses these Zoom backgrounds when they're on a work meeting.
They do.
And I just use my own background because I think my background looks pretty good. And in fact, I get compliments on my background all the time. So, but they'll use these. But I don't like the way, I guess because I was, you know, playing around with green screen for a while, I don't like the way it does a horrible job. Like your fingers are cut off. Yeah. Because
you're not even green screening. It's just trying to figure it out.
Right. It's just trying to figure it out. I wonder if you put a green screen behind you, if it would look better.
Possibly.
I have a green screen. I could do that for a Zoom meeting. I think I'm going to set up my green screen for a Zoom meeting and see if I can convince people that I'm actually.
Did you see? Know, you saw what Frosty did, right?
Yeah, you told me about that a long time ago. That bookshelf is a...
It's just a picture.
It's just a picture. Yeah, but I'm saying if I just hung my green screen up behind me, I bet the Zoom background would look more convincing.
Possibly. Try it. What do you got to lose?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Saith the Lord.
And those green screening technologies have gotten better since when I used to play around with it before. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm amazed all the time at the stuff that we can do just sitting at a computer. Have you, there's a new documentary. I know you love a documentary.
I do.
A documentary series even. It is.
If I haven't, I know what I'm watching on the way to the haircut tomorrow.
Well, it's called Light and Magic. It's on Disney Plus. It's the documentary series about Industrial Light and Magic.
I have not.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's really good.
Let me look if that's available. Does Disney Plus app do downloads?
Yeah, it does. Because when we go camping, we download things on the tablet from all the services.
I was wondering what I was going to watch tomorrow. So now, how many episodes?
There's 8 episodes, but they're each a little over an hour. So it's about eight change hours.
It says, welcome back. Seems like you're not subscribed.
Well, Adam, that seems to be a problem. Why are you not subscribed to Disney Plus?
Oh, you know what?
Oh, you left it in your other pants.
I bet this is one of those where Mark got offered some deal and he said, hey, cancel yours. I'll resubscribe. We'll get a special deal.
All right. I have to go tinkle. I'll be right back.
Okay. But I'm just going to restart my subscription so that I, because he's asleep already. And in reaction to the 42 million punitive verdicts of some of it's cut off. Ron Filipkowski. What'd he say? Light and Magic? Light and Magic. No, I have not. Is he asking? I can't, like, I guess I could click on it, but it's cut off. So is he asking for donations for, what's his name? For the dude?
Ha, sorry.
Hi. I subscribe to Disney Plus.
See?
Because I don't want to wake. You showed them to me already. But
I know
yeah.
what I'm saying. I don't have a body like that dude, and they fit nicely.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I don't have a body like that dude. You don't have to have a body like the dude. You can get some rainbow hoochie shorts. They sell like just regular length shorts. These are the short shorts. So
I feel like that voice you did for "Look at Me, I'm Vera Charles" or whatever.
Look at me, did a shrimp. I'm something, something, something.
Look at me, I'm Vera Charles.
You know what? I was going to just download a voice changer app and that could do all of those things and then just do that back to you. And look, I got a Rodecaster Pro too. You can tell because I can do these effects. But
I'm not saying the fact, but it doesn't hurt that it has it built in and you can edit them as well. So you can go in and tweak them. I haven't, but you can.
We're being instructed to look at a video. One moment, please. The media could not be played, it says.
Alex Jones is a good and decent man. He's a God-fearing Christian. He's done more for this movement than perhaps anyone you can name. And now, he needs our support.
Yeah.
There's a place at the InfoWars store where you can go just to make a contribution. If you're not in the market for a book or one of his great products, there's a link where you can just send a...
He's a good and decent person, says Roger Stone, who's not a good and decent person. By the way, what is that picture of Donald Trump behind him?
Like,
I can edit it. I can even just sound like, I wonder if this is what I'm going to sound like when I'm 70.
You think your voice is gonna drop?
Just a little lower than I am now.
I
see you more as like a yeah, your voice is gonna go up a little bit.
My voice is so I could just do a little bit. Like that's just well, Daniel, I'm just gonna go take a crap.
I'm gonna go take a crap.
Take a crap, 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 take a crap.
So, that's it. Did you ever say what you were doing this weekend? You've already gone to the Taunty Town
haircut
grape festival.
Haircut, and I have to mow the... Okay, Mark told me, and he took a picture of it. Yeah, haircut tomorrow, and I'm just a church... Orchestra starts back Sunday, so I'll be doing that, and then I have to mow the lawn. Yeah, we already went to the grape festival.
Mark told you.
Mark told me that he saw a frog sitting next to that hole in the foundation, or next to the foundation. So we were then wondering, do frogs live in holes? Because maybe the frog built a little nest under there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if they do that. I mean, I've never really thought about where frogs live, although sometimes you see them, sometimes you don't.
They are amphibious.
You are going somewhere. They are going somewhere in the heat of the day when you don't see them. Mm-hmm. And the frog was literally right there next to the hole. As if he was the hole owner. Right. Wait a minute. The hole owner.
The hole.
Oh, thank you.
There's a little over the top. I was looking for this dude because I think of this every time when I hear about that hole. There's this dude, I've seen him on TikTok, but he basically what he does is he takes a 5-gallon jug of water. You know, those
Yeah.
Zephyr Hills, Waters, whatever. Whatever sure. your local spring water thing is. He takes that and he fills it about halfway up with water.
Yeah.
He goes to the hole and he drops the bucket, you know, the thing, the neck of the thing
okay.
into the hole. And the water right. starts chugging down into the hole. And lo and behold, after a little bit, this gopher will come swimming up and be captured inside the 5 gallon
oh.
bucket.
Yeah, big fatty posted on Twitter, I should just put the garden hose.
Yes.
And just run water in there.
Yeah. That's what but I thought, because here's the thing. You're talking
under
about
my foundation. I know. Flooding my foundation.
But you're talking about putting expandable foam down there and you're like, oh, but then they can't dig through the expandable foam. I'm like, yes, but the expandable foam is now surrounded by dirt, which they already know how to dig around the dirt. So now they're just gonna go dig in more dirt. So
well, Baron Frosty corrected me and said or corrected himself and said, No, I thought you meant you had a hole in your foundation. Not next to the foundation. He gotcha. Said, don't use that advice.
I would call an exterminator.
Well, so far it's just a hole. Like I haven't
Well, they
seen...
would know it's right next to my house. I want to make sure that this isn't some kind of burrowing creature. Can you come and look at this? And then they'll charge you a service call and then you'll put your mind at ease. Or they'll say, yep, what you got there is you got yourself an Arkansas gopher. And let me tell you, those little bastards are hard to get. So what I like to do is I like to take a 5 gallon jug of water and like to
we do have a pest control contract with the local company. It's mostly they spray for insects.
Yeah, but you can call them for problems.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. One thing I haven't complained about this summer that I know everyone was waiting with bated breath to see if this happened again this year.
What? What happened?
Do we think that Gary goes to bed at like 8 p.m.?
Well, I mean, it's probably.
Well, it's 10 there, so maybe he goes to bed at 9. Anyway, so what was I saying? Shit.
Maybe he went out. Maybe it's Friday night. Maybe, you know, he's at Rainbow Vista. Don't they have like a party?
Do you think they have a shuttle to the local gay bar?
Why wouldn't they just do it there? Why wouldn't they just light up the disco lights there in the...
They have a shuttle to the strip club. At least.
I feel like it'd be cheaper just to pay the strippers to come in.
Those old men, you know, there's a, and those assisted living places, they have all those shuttles that take them, you know, to different places. And for gay men, it's going to be a shuttle to the local alley, a shuttle to the strip club.
I love how the people that are so concerned about monkeypox are people who are largely monogamous. And it's like, it's not going to infect you just because you're gay. You have to have, you know, close intimate contact with someone who's having an outbreak at the time. And it just so happens that, you know, due to the population that is infected, the most common place for that to happen is in dark places where you can't really see that the person has an outbreak. And who favors dark back rooms and whatnot? Well, it's not the straight people. So,
no, it's not.
It's, you know, I think they're like asking gay men to limit their number of sex partners to 14 or 15.
In what span? What time span?
Day? Just your network. Like you don't have sex with more than 14 or 15, you know, people. Like you make
that's
little
a large
pod.
Number.
I know.
14 or 15?
I know.
Okay, look, even when I was, who are these people? Even when I was promiscuous back in the day, like very promiscuous,
yes.
I didn't just have a circle of 15 sexual partners I could call at any time. I mean, what? 15? Mm-hmm. I might have had one regular or two regulars, like that I could just, if I was just,
I feel like if
Grindr was not working.
You're right, Grindr didn't exist back then, but it's like if you are a young, attractive boy in New York City, the world is your fucking oyster. I mean, he's like, you go on Grindr and there's people 2.5 feet away, right? That's like,
no, no, no. I get it. But you know, what I'm saying is a circle of 14er.
No, I'm saying that
random
that,
hookups.
That twink it's like you, would be able to build a network of 14 people.
Well, I suppose that's a lot of work. 14?
I know.
I mean, that's a lot of work. You have a if you have a circle of 14 sexual partners, you have a busy schedule.
Think of all the thank you cards and the party favor bags and stuff like that. I got to put out 14 fucking bags.
Was it Fatty in the chat room that last weekend that was saying back in the day they had to, when you hosted like someone for a hookup, you had to provide like cocktails and like snacks and stuff.
Well, like yeah, it was kind of like a date. I mean, it was like very
you were
much
expected to have like, you know,
yeah, no,
a charcuterie
yeah
board.
You weren't coming over just to have sex, you were coming over to like talk and to like get to know the person and blah blah blah.
I have been to a circle jerk where they provided donuts before.
I have never been to a circle jerk. I heard fucking Dan talk about it on one of his podcasts. That, or I think he was interviewed on a podcast.
They were glazed donuts.
Look at you.
By the way.
That's you were just waiting for that.
I'm here all night. I'm here all night, ladies and gentlemen.
Never gets
oh, out. You still have that, or you have that one again.
I know. It's on the old board there. Oh, by the way, I kept meaning to hook up my external drive and look up that god-awful Finding Prince Charming recap that we did.
Oh, I completely forgot.
I think we did like 2 episodes.
Who
I don't,
wanted it, Joe?
Yeah, Joe Batance was looking for that. And I would be curious to know, because I feel like, I mean, I save some obscure fucking podcasts that I've done over the years. So like when I go back here into my podcast archive, we can listen.
I completely forgot about that. I think if I have it, it's on a different computer that I would have to probably take the hard drive out of. Because I'm sure the computer doesn't work anymore.
Like, I have this. I got a new iPod.
Congratulations, you corporate whore.
I'm not a corporate
whore. Is that
whore. Callback 7? Yeah, finally.
Tell that to Apple and Best Buy and Coca-Cola.
What is this? What is this? Episode 16, and I finally have a new video iPod.
At what cost,
video.
Sir?
Well,
at what
video.
Cost?
The
iPod.
Most disappointing part is that there were 2 videos published on my normal podcast rotation this past week from the Lifted Lorax Show and from Archer Radio, and neither of them were formatted to play.
Oh,
on my
I also had this.
Come in. Well, well, well. Look who's here.
I don't think Joe Batance knows that I was
a test kitchen music, right?
No, I don't think Joe Batance knows that I am that I was a co-host on Live It Up for a good
amount of time.
Oh, is
that just what you guys used as the theme song?
Well, hello everybody out there, and welcome to Live It Up 2.0 live. I am your host, Wes Stone, and I am joined by my very prominent co-host, Professor Winston.
Well, hello, everyone. I was busy off.
Why is your audio so bad?
Drunken
Skype,
Thasaurus,
I think.
Oh, what is exactly I thought you guys didn't do double-ended?
Oh, this was, I'm pretty sure that was a live episode. That was a Pride 48 episode or something. So it's probably just recorded from the stream. Anyway, but yeah, I have Live It Up in my archive. You know what else I have in my archive?
No.
Sauced. Do you remember Sauced?
Yeah, with Gene.
Gene and Kevin and a whole bunch of folks like that. Let's see. Let me find an episode here. Here's Sauced.
two, one.
Hit it.
You know, you never say three, two, one.
I'm so getting drunk tonight. You
can tell. This is just like the way we're
recording,
too.
So that you hear it.
Bam.
Hey, wait, there's somebody new in the room. What's that all about?
I know, that's so weird.
This is why everybody hated me when we raided.
We got Axors
of all these fucking comments.
Hi, and welcome to Sauced. I'm Jerome.
I'm Jean.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Olson.
Sean.
Oh, me?
We should have told the new person how we do this,
yeah,
probably.
I know. Right. And there you go. That was a group podcast. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you guys sound so jovial.
I can't believe how many episodes it had. Wow. I felt like that was just a one and done kind of a podcast. And it looks like we did like almost 35 episodes. The third colony, the one that I did with Nigel. That was a repeat. It was like when we did a music show. So there's,
I have this.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material on
songs. So I can't afford any of this stuff, and I've been driving around for
the Adam and the Maddie show.
An expired inspection sticker I didn't go back. I mentioned this is for the Mac.
So my point of all this is, Adam,
pussy and tits all day,
is that I save all of this stuff. So I can't believe that I don't have a copy of Finding Prince Charming recap.
You hated.
I know, but I know that I kept the audio. If I had the audio, I kept the audio. And so now it's just a matter of, I am an audio pack rat. So I will tuck it away in numerous places. Now I just got it. But my only thought was, wait, what if Adam was the one that recorded and edited? And so then, because at the time I was doing the recording and editing of RuPaul's Drag Race recap and the Finding Prince Charming recap thing. I didn't want to sit and edit another show. And so I think you might have edited. So then that means that
I might have,
but I would still have local audio of myself. So it's like, I gotta remember to hook up my external. That's the only place I can think is it might be on an external hard drive that I have.
Yeah, I don't have.
God. I am so sorry, chat room. I've been looking at the same chat message for the last like 20 minutes because I had scrolled back up to play that Roger Stone video. And so I didn't realize that I was way behind. I was not ignoring you. I'm so sorry. Chisholm. Oh, I need to play Chisholm. I mean, I'm sure I have it archived somewhere. The problem is I don't know if I labeled it as here's mix minus archive. No, it's not on that drive. If I go here to podcast mix minus, is it an assets? It might be an assets. Yes, I have assets. Yes, it's in that folder.
Can you still keep going on? Can you still keep going on?
Jism, John Jism. Yeah, I have Jism. yeah, I have that. Sorry, chat room. I didn't see that you had requested that. I'm totally maintaining phonics. Oh no, mature individuals. I've never been accused of being a mature individual. Oh, that was from the Adam and Maddie show thing that she did. Yeah. Anyway, I guess
I'm looking to see if I have, because I have a couple of, I backed up my old computers on my NAS.
Yeah.
So theoretically, one of these computers should be the one that
here's the question, Adam. What if Finding Prince Charming recap is the Mandela effect? What if it never existed and we all just remembered that it did? It's like,
I think they had multiple seasons.
No, Finding Prince Charming lifted one season and And my husband, or my ex-husband, won a date with one of the finalists in some auction.
Your husband did?
Robert, my ex-husband. Yeah. Robert. This is before he met me, but he had won, you know, he bid on this date for one of the contestants and won the date. But it turns out that the contestant that he went on the date with was dating somebody else from the show. So they made it a double date. And then, so Robert basically had to pay for this dude to, you know, eat and everything while with his boyfriend. And it was crazy. I think Lance Bass was the host. Yes. It was so horrible. And we trashed it throughout. I think that the Finding Prince Charming recap, we stopped after a few episodes because I just refused to record it. I was like, no, I'm done. This is so stupid. I'm done with this whole thing. It was just beyond. It was my Quibi / Spotify car thing where I realized that there's no way.
Wait a minute.
Burns is fishing.
How do I open containing folder?
I don't know.
Oh, I do have.
Wait, why are you so negative about your own show?
It's not even a show. It's like I just go on there and, like, you know, talk about.
Mark and I went there expecting we were going to have a Whataburger. And
on The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Here? So are you saying it's not shallow because The Bachelorette and Bachelor are like this?
Well, I just, loads of people watch.
I find it hard to believe that I'm on that show. There I am.
The difference here, Adam, is that, let's say, given the cast of, say, The Bachelor, they don't have a good chance of hooking up with each other. It's like, here you have a Prince Charming who looks shockingly similar to the person that he's trying to find. It's like, they all really kind of look alike. It's like this is like any given gay bar in a metropolitan place. It's like any of those people could hook up with anyone. They all seem to like kind of like the same kind of people, AKA their own kind of people. This isn't a case of, you know, there's one guy who's, you know, looking for.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Point made, Daniel. Shut up. You've already made your point. Move on. Good God.
I have that one episode.
Wait, hold on. Kathy Marshall in the chat room says that I bet Batance says, no, Batance texted us and asked us if we had a copy of it. So
I only have, for whatever reason, one episode.
All right. Then it's got to be on my external drive. But send it to Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, I'll look, but I searched for my standard F. So I do the first three letters, you know, like mix minus is MM.
Yeah.
2208.
Yep.
Whatever. Geeky gay is GG 220 whatever. So I thought, oh, I bet Finding Prince Charming would be FPC.
It would.
And I looked for that, but there's only literally, and it is, there's a folder called Finding Prince Charming, but there's just one episode in there.
So. I think he was just talking about it or, I don't know. I feel like he's like slowly putting together a documentary of like Pride 48 podcast, right? Cause he was all interested about, it's all about me and Squaresville and all that stuff.
Email us in Gmail?
He messaged me, and then when I couldn't find it, I messaged you.
Okay, I'm sending it to him now. Oh, I bet it'll be too large, though. Oh, it is.
Well, just put it in your Google Drive and send him a link to it.
That's true.
Oh, don't you guys have a throwing down shared drive?
We do not.
Oh, you don't send him your audio. He just takes his side of it.
He just records. I don't.
You just show up. You're just the pretty one.
I'm just, yeah, I'm talent. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if there's a folder. I wonder if I have a Finding Prince Charming. Finding? Nope. I'll create a folder.
He and Boo Hacker are going to start a new series, I bet.
Finding Prince Charming.
Is it? I don't think Boo Hacker has any interest in podcasting anything.
Yeah, I think he's moved on to Betsy.
He's got to ride that bitch till she dies.
And he still does a lot of theater stuff. Isn't he like the director or something of a theater company or like a organ? I don't know. He was at some point. So I think he just got into other hobbies. Let's see. How do I get Link? Anyone with Link. Copy Link.
My cat bit me for the first time ever when we took her to the vet yesterday. The vet tried to dump her out of her cage, and she was quite agitated by it, and so I tried to get her out, and she bit me.
Oh. I was mowing, and I...
ran over a cat?
No.
Oh, good. That would be horrible.
It's hard to describe, but it's a self-propelled mower, and I was mowing next to the fence, and my pinky got caught between the lawnmower handle and the fence.
Ooh, and it drug your finger.
And it drug my finger, and it didn't cut my finger, but I started bleeding from underneath my fingernail.
Yeah, it shoved something up your fingernail, yeah.
No, it didn't shove anything up there. I would know that. It just like, I think it just pulled my fingernail up far enough.
Yeah. Stop it.
It started bleeding.
Stop it.
And so.
Stop it. Stop it.
It's kind of dripping out.
Stop it. 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 Stop it.
But I got a Band-Aid, and actually,
once
I Band-Aided it up, what?
I have a question about your lawnmower.
Yeah.
You mentioned the other day that your lawnmower doesn't do a good job of mulching.
It doesn't. But I've read that you need to buy the mulching blade. They have a different blade that has two blades.
Yeah.
And they say you need to buy that one, is what they say.
Yep.
Also, I don't get my blade sharpened, which a lot of people do that every
Nobody
year.
Sharpens blades anymore because a replacement blade is $20. So it's like it's cheaper just to buy a new blade than it is to get them sharpened. It's like to take it into a place, if you can find a place that'll sharpen them, they're going to charge you $50 and because they have to like take the blade off and do all that stuff. It's like you can just buy a replacement blade for $20.
Kathy Marshall says lawn service. I do a great job. Our lawn looks great.
Look,
Hold on.
Kathy Marshall, Baron Frosty once made a comment that Adam was going to hire a lawn service. And Adam said, by the power of Grapthar's hammer, I deny you to have this truth. I will mow that yard until I fall over dead from mowing that yard. I will never hire a lawn service just to prove you wrong, Baron Frosty.
I want to tell you something. All the lawns in the neighborhood are turning brown. When we got back
from our
trip.
All the yards are brown.
When we got back from our trip, our lawn was looking brown. Mark watered it that week. I mowed it a little bit higher than normal. We have the greenest lawn in the neighborhood right now. I got so mad today. The neighbor's lawn service mowed a couple of strips into our yard today when they mowed.
Those bastards.
And look, normally I'll be okay, but they were mowing really short, and now part of our yard looks brown again.
Yeah.
Because they mowed so short, and I was going to mow higher when I mow on Sunday, so now the levels are not going to match also. Mm-hmm. And it's very obvious that that's still our lawn because the gate to our backyard.
What if it's because you mowed a little bit higher? Your neighbor's like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. We're not going to set this precedent. And then she like told her lawn services, like, make sure you get them back in line mow a couple of strips there so that they mow their yard to the correct height.
I don't know. Although our neighbors have this is just a talk about lawn, the yard, not specifically mowing. But I noticed the other night that our neighbors have an uplight under their tree.
Yeah.
It's cute. I want to get an uplight and put it under our tree.
Then get it.
But I was thinking, I wonder if it's solar or corded, because if it's corded, I don't want to have to dig a hole and try to figure out how to.
So the problem with a solar uplight is that
feel like they're not strong enough, are they?
By definition, they're in the shade because they're directly underneath the tree. So having a solar.
So it probably is corded.
Yeah.
But those solar lights that people put on either side of their sidewalks and stuff, I feel like they don't get very bright.
No, they don't.
I mean, they've gotten brighter over the years as the technology has gotten better, but
the thing is they start off bright, but then that's only like an hour after sunset or whatever. Then they get dimmer as the night. As the battery runs out, they get dimmer overnight.
Well, we don't have a lamp, Cyclone, as far as I know. I mean, we have like the public utility street lamps, but we don't have like a lamp in our yard. But,
I mean, you can put down Malibu wiring. All of those yard things are low voltage wiring, so that you're just going to have a transformer and then you're just going to bury a thin wire. And then everywhere that you want to put a device, you're just going to use like a little vampire tap to tap into that one power wire that you can run it anywhere. So it's a super small little wire that you're.
I was just going to bury an extension cable.
No, you don't want to put. Cord. You do not want to put a hundred.
An extension.
You
cord.
Do not want to put 110 volt power running out into your yard where it rains and mud and.
I can't just bury an extension cord.
No.
Daniel, I'll do an orange one.
No, it doesn't matter. The point is, you're pushing too much. Then you're going to trip your. That's how you blow your panel. But the yard wiring for those Malibu lights. Or any of those path lights, they're low voltage wiring. So you plug it in, but that immediately downgrades it to this low voltage stuff that's not going to explode if it gets wet or whatever. Oh, looky there.
Cyclone's showing a solar powered one, but
notice on that one, you can move the solar panel from outside.
Yeah.
So you can put the solar panel way over away in the sunshine, and then the uplights are directly under the tree.
I don't know. I do want to figure it out, but I really don't want there to be a wire anywhere.
Well, yeah, you bury the wire.
I mean, you know, because I don't want to have to go like pull a wire up while I'm mowing. That wouldn't look very good either.
No.
Then the grass.
Oh,
would
you
turn
do not
yellow.
Want to mow over 110 volt wire sitting out in your yard. All right, Adam.
I do not.
Are we done here?
Sure, I've got a haircut tomorrow, so I have to.
I'm going to the Howdy Do review tomorrow, but not until the evening.
Yeah, you said
not until.
Tell me, I want to know if they have the corn cob joke fest or whatever, you know. Well, you know, Becca, what I heard. I don't know.
Hold on. No, I am. No, we're not. Hold on, we're not going yet because I'm going to find this. This is the full show. Let me share my screen here real quick. So there's Pioneer Hall. That's where we're going.
I keep hearing my name in the crap.
Yeah, talking to my buddy Adam. This is the inside of Pioneer Hall. Oh, Zoom quit unexpectedly, it says.
I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah, I know. Wait, can you hear me? Can you not hear me? I don't think Adam can hear me.
You're freezing up, though, randomly.
Yeah. All right. Here. Don't send. All right, I think Zoom crashed. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, all right. Yeah, Zoom crashed. Sorry, Adam.
Okay.
Zoom crashed on me because I was...
the other thing. So we'll play around with that some other time. But the other thing you can do on a Rodecaster is you can add an audio delay.
Ooh.
So my lips aren't exactly with my audio when I'm talking to you because the camera is separate from the audio source. And dumb gay politics. Well, there you go. I'm going to be out of town if it's tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure that these people have an opening number here. Let me get to the opening number and maybe it'll be your hee-haw joke. But you know, at the same time, I kind of don't want to ruin it. Because, I mean, I'm going to be there tomorrow night, and I've never heard a song from the Hoop-De-Doo Review, so I feel like if I listen to them now, you know, I might spoil it. What do you say, Adam? I don't think I should spoil it.
Spoil? What were you going to listen? Oh.
The Hoop-De-Doo Review.
You're going to listen to the Hoop-De-Doo Review. Yeah, you don't want to spoil it.
I don't want to spoil it. Also,
I don't want to get too personal here, but my hair is not attached very well anymore. I have to go tomorrow. When I go to bed at night, I'm risking my hair being on the floor when I wake up or being scrunched up on top of my head.
Or Sydney will have pulled it and used it as a blanket.
When you lay on a pillow and you move your head around, imagine wearing a hat to bed.
I still think Sydney would wear it as a sweater.
After I'm at almost 6 weeks now, the glue gives up.
In one of those Light and Magic documentaries, they were talking about they wanted to get fur to make this the Tauntaun in Star Wars, to make the stop motion Tauntaun. And they needed fur of a certain length. And so they were looking for a cow fetus because it had very short hair for the scale that they were doing. And they were checking in taxidermy shops and these other, you know, veterinarian offices and stuff looking for these cow. And they finally found some of the fur, but then they described what you have to do when you have the skin of the calf, of the calf fetus, when you have the skin, you have to cover it in glue on the backside, water-soluble glue. So you cover it in glue, and then you put it in a tub of maggots because the maggots will eat the skin, the leather, but they won't eat the hair. But then that water-soluble glue, then once the maggots are done, you have hair on glue that you can then wrap.
Oh.
And it's like, but I'm just like, that's just sick. And who was the first one?
So when
one
you
to
buy think? Like a cowhide rug, that's how they're making those in a factory somewhere? Like where
I'm sure you don't need
they've
maggots.
Got if you're, vats of maggots.
If you are industrial rug making, I'm sure you have chemicals that will do the same thing that the maggots do with the digestion. Yeah, I mean, you don't actually need maggots, you just need the chemicals.
It's weird. So Auntie Scott asks if I think I will ever reach a certain age and no longer use the system. I don't think I will reach an age where I won't have hair. I think I will probably do a transplant at some point, but I just haven't gotten the nerve to do it yet.
I'm not used to them being called a system. So when I'm reading the question, do you think that you will reach a certain age and you no longer use the system? I thought he was talking about your Rodecaster Pro 2.
No. It's a much nicer word than toupee.
Do you think you'll reach an age where you'll stop using your Rodecaster Pro 2, Adam?
When the Rodecaster Pro 3 comes out, That'll be the age when
I'm paying attention, Kathy Martha. I just didn't know that it was called a system.
I will probably get a transplant because that will, in the long run, save me money. Also, it is not convenient to wear a hair system.
No.
At all. It is really, you know, they describe it like, oh, you'll go in once a month. They glue it on. It's permanently there. No. The glue starts giving up after a while.
But here's would it be a different story if you only had to travel like 10 minutes to get to the hairdresser?
I mean, it'd be a lot more convenient, but there's still, Anyway, I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right, Auntie Scott. They have new technology now, so these aren't plugs. They do it one hair at a time. So it's not really but it could be the same. It could be the same result. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I'll do something. I just can't imagine myself. But I mean, who knows? Who knows? I may get to an age and go, fuck it.
Okay. Now I think we can say goodbye.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, Discord. I'm now disconnecting on Discord. I had already stopped recording on the other stream.